At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, we do need doctors around here at WIP, unfortunately. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas and Joe Gilley. Are we, sometimes during the season, Phils or often Sixers, unfortunately. Sometimes Eagles, we got to give you injury updates and how they affect the team. Well, Hugh, we got a pretty big injury update here on WIP this morning.
What happened?
About WIP this morning. We know Jack versus Joe continues here. We're awaiting tennis, which we, are learning that it's going to be next week, and we'll make sure we're a big part of that because they'll be doing it during our show next week. But here was what we heard this morning. Joe teased a big announcement, and we found out about an injury here.
Announcement number one. The challenge for me has gotten harder, and injury has set in.
Oh, no!
Announcement number one, an MRI has confirmed injury.
Oh, no!
So if you remember when I ran in baseball, I ran not so well. Whether it was in those moments of running to first base or a pre-existing situation that led me to look so ridiculous to running to first base, there is a little bit of an undetermined element of what is going on. Doctor's trying to figure it out. I was in his office for 3 hours yesterday.
Oh my God.
But it is
horrible.
Not the issue from 6 years ago, which you might remember as a groin tear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there are some.
We all sadly remember the groin tear.
But, yeah. John, there is some tearing. There also is a belief from the doctor that it may, the next couple of weeks will determine this, may be a hip issue that, with me not being like normally aligned, is what leads to injury. Like, I might not be properly aligned, and that might be why I get hurt so frequently. We're trying to figure that out. Know this.
You're saying you're put together poorly?
Yes. Yesterday, I had, ladies and gentlemen, to endure a big needle jammed into my groin area.
Oh, God. Not the first for you either.
Not the first. So announcement number one is there is an injury.
Is that cortisone? Like, what were you getting?
Some kind of something. Steroid, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. It's just, but shoot me up, Doc! And surgery may be required.
Oh, no, not again.
But we're trying to figure that out.
All right, before we get into how this affects clearly the rest of the competition here between Joe and Jack with tennis and running and basketball to come and a 1-1 score, is this not the most predictable thing that someone would need surgery after this thing? And it looks like it's going to be Joe DiCaprio here?
During this thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not even over.
We only did two events, and already we're 3 hours in a doctor, MRIs, needles to the groin. Hugh, your reaction as DiCaprio announces his own injury this morning.
For clarity's sake, what's wrong with him? His groin or his hip?
Well, they haven't figured it out yet.
What do you mean?
But that's what I'm just going off what he said, right? They don't know yet. There's obviously some pain in the core area.
Okay. And I'm not trying to be difficult. Because, I work with Joe. But, okay, I've torn my groin. Mm-hmm. Now, if you tear your groin, you know your groin is torn.
Yeah.
If it's your hip, that's a different region. So again, I ask, which one is it? Because if you tear your groin, dog, it's certain parts of your body that where you feel that consistently. You know, the groin area.
Yeah, well, he's had a groin tear before in the past. He had to have surgery.
Yeah, but the thing is this. When I tore my groin, I knew exactly when I tore it. And you can't move. You know what I mean? It's difficult to move. It's difficult to do a whole lot of stuff. So, again, I ask, which one is it? Like, because I don't understand. He said he got a big needle in his groin.
Mm-hmm. Which is an incredible.
I don't recall.
Theater of the mind radio this
well,
morning.
Well, yeah, and not only that. What is the needle in the groin doing for you? Because the pain is pain is pain. I remember when Troy tore his groin, and he had to. It's one of those things where only thing you can do is treat it.
Yeah, I think one thing I think is worth pointing out. You were a high level athlete, Troy Vincent, a high level athlete. We're talking about Joe to camera here, right? Like there's the tolerance for pain
and exactly yeah. His. If it's his groin, my thing is this. If it's your groin, your pain tolerance is not that high.
So
you're walking funny.
Are you inferring that he has something else wrong with him, or potentially are we faking the injury to get out of the competition?
See, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't.
I'm not accusing Joe of that. I'm just saying.
It just sounds weird.
You know how like when Joel is banged up, he will remind us.
Mm-hmm, I'm banged up.
Sometimes I think it's almost like a built-in excuse for when he struggles in the big moment. We point back to
he
was
like
hurt.
This is with,
I'm
with,
just wondering
Joe.
If Joe sees the writing on the wall here that Jack's clearly going to take this thing, and he's because you know he didn't have to tell us this, right? Like you know it's it. I get frustrated when athletes, high-level ones, tell us they're hurt before a big game, and then it's a built-in excuse. Joe didn't have to do this, because he did say this morning he's going to continue on with the competition.
Yeah, so why are you telling?
Why are you telling? It feels a little excusey. Feels a little like...
It's
wins.
It's Hugh Douglas excuse-making.
Excuse me? I feel attacked. How dare you, Kyle Quinn?
It is Hugh Douglas-ish.
What you talking about?
It does.
I don't do that. What you talking about? What I do? When I do that?
Well, maybe not with an injury, but it sounds like something up your alley. Maybe not as a player, but certainly as a talk show host. It's up your alley as a talk show host.
I'm offended.
It is. It's very up your alley.
Yeah. I'm offended.
The question we keep asking.
You know it's true.
Yeah,
it's not true.
Well, what we've all wondered for a while is what happened to Hugh Douglas, the player? Because the Hugh Douglas we know.
He's grown up and he's matured.
Yeah,
he has layers like a cake.
He went like an onion. And we're all crying. You went soft on us is what happened. All
right, I got layers. I got
soft.
So how do we think this ends? Does the camera go under the knife?
I don't think he gets surgery. Man, if you listen, you're growing. If you had to have surgery, you're going to have surgery. You ain't waiting to have surgery. Joe, if you listen, I'm sorry, but you built bad, man. It's not like you're built bad. You're not waiting. It's not like you have muscles or anything that's going to compensate for the pain that you're in. If you're having surgery, dog, you're going to go have surgery because you're built bad.
Is it the kind of thing, though, like Bryce Harper, where he plays the rest of the year
through it?
No.
And then gets the surgery afterwards?
Compare Joe to Cameron to any athlete in this city.
Well, Bryce Harper, of all people, who's like bionic. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
If there's one I would compare it to, let me throw this comparison out. So tennis is next, right? That's next week, tennis.
Mm-hmm.
If Joe wins tennis, which I think before the injury update, I think you would give him a decent chance. He plays tennis. Jack mm-hmm. hasn't played. I think he was like a kid, right? That feels like an event Joe might have a real chance at. If Joe wins tennis, I expect him to keep pushing to try to finish this, win, and then deal with his injury.
Well,
if Joe loses tennis, like we might get the Paul George update in the email. The competition is over.
Down for the season.
Taking himself out.
Well, now, but if he does win tennis, I think he has to
push through.
No, I think he has to bow out of running.
Oh, just forfeit.
And go right to basketball.
Yeah, because if he runs, he's going to need surgery.
Yes.
I think that's the smart move, to just tank running.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why he announced it today. Like, that happened a week ago, like 2 weeks ago, right?
Well, because I think he spent 3 hours in the doctor's office yesterday, so it was fresh on his mind.
It's a little weird, dog. I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's a little weird.
It's weird?
Well, it's weird,
I think the people deserve to know if he's getting closer
I think, okay, when did we do the funny running? That was like 2 weeks ago, right? You were
baseball.
On vacation. Yeah, baseball.
What do you call it? Oh, he funny ran. Did he run funny?
Yeah, he ran funny. Oh, yeah, you weren't here. So, my okay, the timeline. If you pull your groin, that you feel that the next day.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fact.
But maybe he took some Tylenol trying to think it would go away.
Joe, if you pulled your groin, that pain, you feel that the next day. Because you can't move. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm not saying he's lying. I'm not saying that because I don't know. But it just, the math ain't mathing. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I mean, it was a favorite if you were going to bet on this. Would someone need surgery after this competition?
No, that was a favorite.
That was the favorite.
That was definitely a favorite.
We're there now. All right. 215-592-9494. As DeCamera makes the big announcement this morning, he is dealing with what seems to be a significant injury, and no one here is surprised.
Eagles made a signing.
What do we got? Something big?
Defensive end. No, it's very small. Oh. Defensive end, Ogbo Okoronkwo.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Yeah, those phone calls to come in. Where did he come from?
With Cleveland last year, yeah. So 3 sacks for the Browns.
I'm glad you picked up on, I meant his former team, not like his, you know, origin of birth or
no.
Where he came from.
Yeah,
yeah, you knew what I was talking about. So you played with the Browns.
Never mind.
Yeah, you must have read my mind with that one. I was thinking it.
Did he do anything for them last year?
3 sacks.
Got 3 of them things.
All right. Well, I mean.
More productive than Bryce Huff.
You're not wrong. By a lot. You got something to say about Bryce Huff? You're going to be okay over there?
I ain't got nothing to say.
It's camp tomorrow. You got to lock in.
I ain't got nothing to say. You said Bryce Huff name. I ain't got nothing to say.
How many sacks is Bryce Huff going to have for the 49ers this year?
He's going to be about 10.
I could see 10, actually.
Boy, you know, if Kyle said it, might be true.
He's back with Salah.
No, I know. It's a good fit of all the landing spots. Yeah. It is a good fit for him. And they need help on the other side of Bosa. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and the crew, what's going on?
Man? Bruce, what's up?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, I'm still laughing at that Carmen call.
I know. He always gets us.
One of you guys, you're a crumb bum, and the other one is a Coldplay concert adult tour.
Well, Hugh is a crumb bum. There's no
question. Yeah, I'm going to do that quite a question about that. Laughing kind of hard. Ain't it?
Yeah, it's funny.
No, it was funny. I can't stop making, because his voice, there's something about his voice, and when he gets in his role, man, I can't stop laughing. I love being him.
He starts choking on his words.
Yeah, you're right. Just give me a call about this whole Philly thing. You know, Dombrowski, it just annoys me now sometimes just to hear him talk. He sounds like the smooth, talking grimy used car salesman, on the lot. They're trying to soothe everybody. Don't worry about it. We got everything okay. You know, I don't believe that they're going to pull the trigger at the deadline because they're okay with the status quo. Now, I mean, they do have some chances to do something. I mean, you all were talking about Quan, but I would love to have Quan and without sacrificing Painter, because Painter does have some value. Kyle, to your point, you've been saying something earlier. I've been saying all year about Painter. Man, bring him up in the bullpen. He only has to do one or two innings. That makes a lot of sense because mm-hmm. that's the way Suarez started out. You know,
pitchers. I mean, David Price did that. Yeah. I mean, this happens a lot, especially for young pitchers on good teams because there's not a spot for them, but you kind of get their feet wet and they help you win. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's where the value is for Payne. That's why I don't want to see him go. I think he can contribute like that because he's still coming out of Tommy John surgery is no joke. You're not going to be, you know, who you were. And so I think that's the perfect. You know, he stayed one or two innings, and I think he can really contribute to the bullpen. But Quan, I mean, going back to Quan, though, didn't he have some injuries? Doesn't he have a history of injuries?
Not, you know, Bruce, not that I recall. I mean, I'd say he's been up in the big leagues 3 years, and I don't recall anything significant that he's had. I mean, I could have missed one when he was younger, but I don't think so. He's, for my money, he's been pretty durable since he got to the major leagues.
Okay, yeah, no, I would love to see him do that. And then, I mean, just kind of throwing that out there, and who's to say they might not, maybe they might, I just want to get you all's take on this, maybe throw Bowman to the package. I mean, you could bring Sosa up at third base, and I know Bowman's been doing pretty good, but, you know, he hasn't been consistent either. But, I mean, what do you guys think about maybe him, maybe Bowman being in that package to bring somebody back?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not letting Alec Bohm hold me up from trading for Stephen Kwan. I mean, if that's
hostage.
Yeah, if they want him, they could have
him. I'd like to find a way to do it without doing that.
Yeah, though. I mean, you'd have to replace him at third base. And Bruce, we appreciate it.
Like, we're trying to add to the lineup, and that just takes away a little bit more than you might want.
Now, he's under contract for next year, so maybe a team like Cleveland, who doesn't have much resources, like, well, at least we get a starting third baseman for next. But they have Jose Ramirez. I don't even know why they'd want Alec Bohm. But just the idea of Bohm. Yeah, I mean, look, Kemp's playing there right now, and I think Kemp's going to hit well. Kemp's pretty rough at third base. That line drive that he didn't catch last night.
And he's miserable at third.
And then he had two errors on Sunday. Yeah, he's
not good.
He fits in well here. He's another DH, Otto Kemp. Just they call him up.
That's a lot of DHs.
They really do have
too
a lot.
Too many DHs.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. All right, can we check in with you people, see what they're up to today?
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Sponsored today, you people. Sponsored by New Jersey Human Services.
Hey!
Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from your friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepic.nj.gov.
All right, you
people. A very serious PSA.
Yeah, it is. It is, obviously. What are you people up to today?
Well, they can call me Cowboy Kyle all they want.
It's gotta hurt.
You can't hurt me. You can't hurt me.
No, deep down.
Yeah, that will hurt a little bit. You ride kind of hard.
Been called worse. You, again, back was against the wall. If you ask me why, I'll explain.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad, but I'm just like, dang, that's a lot of fight for the Cowboys. I'm just like, wow. That's, you
know. The day we do, should we dismiss Dallas show and we call him Cowboys?
It's not going to be a good day. It's not going to be a good day for me. I'm not looking forward to that. All right, now that that's out of the way, let me predict Hugh Douglas's spin today. The Phillies are so good, they can win without even getting a hit.
Well, we're lucky he didn't try that nonsense.
I didn't do that.
We would have locked the door to the studio on one of the breaks.
I didn't do that.
Well, because you knew we would have yelled at you for 4 hours.
Are people crazy for thinking that you would, though?
Yes.
No.
They are. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Hugh's going to tell us the Phillies were cold last night.
They were cold.
They're cold a lot.
He's done that before, by the way. The beginning of the season, he was saying
with a straight face. With a straight face.
You want to predict one of the comments on the poll about celebrating?
They mad at us?
Slow news day.
Yeah, there. That's so,
No, that's
slow news day. There's plenty going on. Including
that's evergreen. Yeah. Slow news day is everybody. Yeah.
We should see the busiest day we get slow news day. Like Eagles game, Phillies playoff game, slow news day?
I think I would predict that we've gotten that before.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Imagine being this miserable. The irony of that comment, by the way.
We're not miserable.
Not at all.
It's a joke.
I mean, everyone's here having a good time.
Well, yep. Except the people commenting on the tweet.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Training camp starting today. Joe is going to declare a quarterback competition.
I'm not. No, that I'm not going to do. Now, I mean, if there's anyone in this room that
you
would.
You said Tanner McHugh was the future.
Yeah, you still
believe that. Yeah, I believe that.
Future of what?
Future of football. Love
future
death.
Of football.
Could have got a first round draft pick for him, but
no, you couldn't have.
I have an official statement on the Tanner McKee thing before camp starts.
What you got?
We have totally overrated Tanner McKee.
Of course we have.
It's ridiculous. Yep. The fact that, remember early in the offseason, people wouldn't trade him for like a second or third round pick?
Yeah, I was trading for a first.
That's right. You would only move him. You're overrated.
Yeah.
You would only move McKee if it was what, the ninth pick in the draft?
Ninth pick in the draft.
Yeah. You'd ask the Saints for the ninth overall pick.
A top
and
10
as
pick.
As I look dead into the camera,
face.
With a straight ass
top
face.
10 pick for Tanner McKee.
Tanner McKee. He's worth it. Every penny.
He's not worth it.
I mean, in my mind.
He's a sixth round pick, and he won six games in college.
In my mind, he's the future.
It's just as delusional as trying to tell your wife that she was cold.
Baby, she was cold. You should have came to the concert with me.
What is more likely to work? Asking for the ninth pick in the draft for McKee or getting your wife to believe that the HR lady was cold?
Probably the ninth pick, I think.
I think it all depends.
There's zero chance that's working.
It might.
Well, but the wife could take him back.
Yeah,
he could forgive.
He could come back.
No one's giving you the ninth pick.
But not because of that excuse, though.
Well, that's true, yeah.
It's that, like, if anything, she'll just forgive.
You're going to get punched in the face.
Yeah, dude.
You're getting punched in the face for that one.
A couple cases of lost listeners today.
Okay. Love those.
When are DeCamera and Richie back from vacation?
They were on today.
Telling me?
They were both in. Richie's been in every day since last Monday.
Some people are living in another week, in another time, in another universe.
I understand that.
It's unbelievable.
I've been there before. Yep.
Another lost listener, Hugh Douglas always speaks the truth.
No, that's the truth. Now they're not. Don't do that to the listener. They know
now
what they're
lost.
Hear.
They're lost.
They know what they hear.
That was the most lost listener of the day.
They know what they hear. They hear me dropping.
You sat here for years and tried to spin the defense is not important in the NFL.
And I did it. The hottest take on the planet. AI says.
You know, actually, I use this in a cut. So my son is 10 now, right?
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about how. You know, sometimes you see things. He doesn't have a phone yet, but like he has the iPad, right? But sometimes you'll see things, and it's not always true. I was trying to help him, like understand.
Yeah.
He's good; he gets it. But then I was trying to come up with an example, and we were talking about Google. Sometimes they'll just give you an AI overview now. So I said, "Well, actually, if you know, on our show, Hugh said something once, and AI makes it sound like it's true." When it's not.
But it was true, though.
Well, no, it was not.
It was true that it's a famous take.
It's a famous take. But it doesn't mean it's accurate.
No,
it's accurate.
By no means is it accurate.
Very
it's a
accurate.
Lie.
Okay.
Very
speaking of the whole Coldplay situation, Hugh gave us a very good drop when he was making excuses up for why he was hugging up on the HR lady.
But I was smoking crack.
That one's going to get a lot of run.
Dog, listen, desperate times call for desperate measures. But I was smoking crack. So you got to listen. You got to say what you got to say. You got to fall on that sword, man. Listen, you can't lose again. You can't lose your wife and your job.
I was smoking crack
in the same day.
You can't lose your wife and your job.
Do you think you saying that's going to make the situation better?
Well, you got to at least fight for one of them, and the wife is the one you fight for.
Well, now your wife also finds out that you were smoking crack for the Coldplay concert.
Well, and then you go immediately to rehab, baby.
Then you check in.
Well, you probably ain't got no choice because you damn sure ain't got nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
So you probably have to go to rehab.
So you're going to lie to the people at rehab?
Yeah. They're like, listen.
You're going to waste these people's resources on you.
Listen.
All because you're trying to get
trying to get back in. Like, and never will do it again.
Visiting hours are over and the staff is like, that guy's lying. He's
no, I'd be
fine.
Like, listen, you got to do what you got to do, man. If you're going to tell a lie, you got to live the lie.
So your wife is not only going to find out that you were cheating on her. But now you're venturing into crack.
No, yeah, she's going to fight. But listen, maybe she'll have some sympathy. At that point, you're trying to keep your wife. You lost your job.
I have so much sympathy for her crackhead
husband. But you keep your wife.
You need to hope she has empathy for how sad you are a person you've become. I mean, that's really what it is.
That's what you're hoping for. But it don't seem like the way his wife moved, she moves swiftly.
Yeah.
She moves swiftly.
Yeah, he's cooked. I mean, let's just call for it.
But I was smoking crack. I'd have left. Like, if it had been me, it wouldn't have been me. But I left that Coldplay concert immediately and went home. And be like, baby, you go see some things that on the TV. That ain't me. That ain't.
Don't let your eyes lie.
You gonna believe me or your lying eyes?
It's a deep fake.
Man, I'm alive with a straight
That's
face.
Better than I was smoking crack.
I'm gonna do. All right, hey, man, you gotta do what you gotta
do. Deep fake would work better than that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you gotta leave the concert. Come on, you know how technology is nowadays.
Immediately.
You can't tell what's real and what's not. Yeah, that wasn't me.
Come on.
That one might hunt.
Yeah, that could.
That dog might hunt.
You know, it was AI. That's really the excuse.
Way better than I was smoking crack.
Or I got one for you. Hey, babe, I leave the concert immediately and say, babe, you're probably going to see something on TV because we were sitting there watching the concert and she was laughing and giggling and she fell in my lap and I caught her.
Oh, yeah.
And I caught her. The camera looked like I was hugging
this isn't,
her,
no.
But I wasn't.
I've learned in life, the longer someone talks during a lie, the worse it is. Yeah. You got to be quick and short. It was AI. It wasn't me.
I was smoking crack.
Or that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to say crack. Yeah, crack. Babe, I hit the crack pipe, and then she fell in my lap. That might work. They were smoking crack at the Coldplay concert. And I didn't want to smoke it, but they put pressure on me. Like, and then she fell in my lap.
You're blaming peer pressure?
And then the HR lady, because you know the HR lady, she mean. She fell in my lap.
Everybody
and told me
it.
To rub her arms while she was in my lap where she was going to get me in trouble.
You got to take the L.
I'm not taking the L without a fight. I'm fighting for my wife.
All right, that's enough. We're taking an L on the rest of this day. All right, afternoon show is coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
At training camp.
Live from Eagles training camp as practice is going on. We'll be there doing the show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Afternoon show has you next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.